Welcome to the Poetry and Tea Podcast. I am your host, Katisha Burt, and the Poetry and Tea Podcast is a written and audio blog and podcast that celebrates herbal tea in a poetically way weekly. What you will hear on my podcast is my chosen poet of the week, a proud plug that shouts out a tea company, a brand, an expert, a connoisseur, or a blogger in the tea field, my favorite tea of the week, a tea fact, and closing with some motivation. So, without further ado, let's get into Poetry and Tea, episode number 13. So before we start, I would like to direct you to my Poetry and Tea blog at www.pressetheissue.com, PRESTHEISHU.com. Now, with that said, let's move into our Poet of the Week. This week's Poet of the Week is poet E.E. Cummings. Now, E.E. Cummings is one of my favorite poets. He is an American poet, painter, essayist, author, playwright. He wrote approximately 2,900 poems in his lifetime, two autobiographical novels, four plays, and several essays. He is from Cambridge, Massachusetts, born in 1894, passed away in 1962. And the reason why I am so fixated on E.E. Cummings is because he has a quote that I definitely read from time to time that inspires me and it motivates me to be true to who I am. And I am going to read that quote. And I quote, "To be nobody but yourself in a world which is doing its best day and night to make you like everybody else means to fight the hardest battle which any human being can fight and never stop fighting." Yeah. Now that is an amazing quote. And that is one of the reasons why I have been drawn and fixated on E.E. Cummings' works. Now, if you would like to learn more about E.E. Cummings, you can check out some of his writings at thepoetryfoundation.org. And you can also find out more about him at poets.org. So, one more round of applause for our highlighted poet of the week, E.E. Cummings. Yeah. We are now going to move into our proud plug of the week. This week's proud plug is Path of Cha. Now, I found out about Path of Cha online, on Instagram specifically, when I was just looking for people to write reviews for, and they definitely agreed to allow me to write a review for them, which I did, and they really enjoyed and liked, and they posted it on their page. You can find out more about Path of Cha on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter at Path of Cha. C-H-A. And they also have a website, pathofcha.com. But their Instagram page is beautiful. It has images of teaware, very sleek and unique teaware, and amazing quotes and motivational quotes to inspire any human being with a heart. So once again, check out Path of Cha on those social networks. Now I am going to move into my favorite segment, which is our tea of the week. Our tea of the week is matcha tea. Now, matcha tea is not only green, but it's delicious. It is very good. And I definitely have me a cup right here. I got my nice warm cup of matcha tea, and I hope I got your attention on me. So let me tell you about this finely grounded, bright emerald green tea powder. It's getting a lot of buzz, and the word of mouth is getting louder. For scores of years, it's been prized in Japan. Man, you should get this tea in your hand. It has therapeutic qualities, vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin K, and gives you energy all day. Increases your focus, improves your skin, boosts your metabolism, helps keep you thin. Let all of those good nutrients and vitamins sink in. So remember this when considering poetry and tea, because this was sent to you and it was sent to me. And that was our tea of the week, matcha tea. Now we'll be moving on to our tea fact, which is, let's see, Japanese researchers have found that tea can decrease tooth loss. Interesting. It changes the pH in your mouth when you drink it, and that may be what prevents cavities. Tea, unlike many other beverages, does not appear to erode tooth enamel. So, this is another many benefits of drinking tea, which there are numerous reasons why you should drink tea and numerous benefits of consuming this amazing beverage. Now, we are coming to the end of this episode of Poetry and Tea, and at every end of the episode, I like to share a little bit of motivation, and I start off with sharing motivation from my upcoming book, In Hindsight, and let's see which motivation number I'm going to share with you this week. In Hindsight is a numeric book written in numeric order with no titles, and each page gives you a little bit of motivation. Let's see, in hindsight 13, there's processed people like processed food, breaking their necks for instant gratification, conducting themselves void of value and virtue, delaying their dreams until tomorrow, yet saying their time is borrowed. While oblivious to their life and its meaningful purpose, well, I propose to expose those loopholes and live vicariously, literally. And with that said, this concludes another episode of my Poetry and Tea podcast. And you should check out previous episodes of my Poetry and Tea podcast. I am at podcast number 13, so there are 12 others that you can go back and listen to. And with that said, thanks for tuning in to this week's Poetry and Tea podcast number 13. Until next time, get your tea on.